वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते 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 वासुदेवाय.
So this next little part is called Draupadi Questions Krishna. So it's the same scene. Krishna has arrived to see the Pandavas. Now Draupadi. With her dark beauty enhanced by her soft deerskin clothes, Draupadi came forward with folded hands and said to Krishna, O irrepressible one, all the great rishis have described you as the Supreme Person. The entire universe exists in you, and you are the refuge of all ascetics and sages. Even as children sport with their toys, so you sport with the celestials. Those seeking your protection are never overcome by calamity. O slayer of demons, how is it then that one like me, the wife of the Pandavas, the sister of Drishtadyumna, and your friend, how could I have been insulted by the Kauravas? Interesting. Who better to ask than Krishna himself? God is right there in front of you. Who better to ask your question? Let's see what Krishna says. She's put him on the spot. Draupadi's dark eyes filled with tears as she spoke. Subhadra also wept as she stood with her arm around Draupadi's shoulder. As she recalled the dice game, Draupadi became angry. So she's got more to say. O Krishna, why did my five powerful husbands sit silent while I was humiliated by wicked men of no importance? Fie upon Bhima's arms, fie upon Arjuna's celebrated Gandiva, for they could not protect a woman in distress, not even their own wife. Fie upon Bhima and Dhritarashtra. Although I am their daughter-in-law, they were prepared to see me a slave, because what happened was, after she was lost in the gambling, Duryodhan, Karna, and Dushasan said, now you are now our slave. So they weren't even going to treat her like a wife. They were going to treat her like a slave. What an insult. So I'm sure you all can appreciate Draupadi's feeling. Draupadi hid her face with her soft hands, which resembled lotus buds. Her shoulders shook as she cried. Regaining her composure after a few moments, she took a deep breath and concluded, O Krishna, you are my only shelter. I deserve your protection for four reasons. I deserve your perfect protection due to our family relationship, our friendship, the respect you bear for me, and the fact that you are my Lord. Krishna replied, O fair lady, you will see the wives of those with whom you are angry You will see them weep as you now weep. They will weep when their husbands lie dead on the battlefield, their bodies covered with arrows, weltering in blood. Do not grieve. I shall do for the Pandavas whatever lies within my power. You shall be the queen of kings, for I speak the truth. The heavens may fall, and the Himalayas may move. The earth may crack, the ocean can dry up. But know for certain, O Draupadi, my words will never prove false. So it gives us a good impetus to read Bhagavad Gita and take shelter of the words, Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita. My words will never prove false. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you surrender to me, I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Ma shuchaha. Don't hesitate. Don't worry. Don't doubt. Don't fear. So, that is what Krishna promises us in the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, as you surrender to me, I reciprocate. So the Bhagavad Gita, by reading Bhagavad Gita, we develop faith, deep faith in Krishna. So let us continue to read Bhagavad Gita. Draupadi was solaced by Krishna's words. She did not doubt that he acted only for her ultimate welfare. The princess glanced across at Arjuna, because it was Arjuna who won her in the Swayamvara. And it's mentioned in the Mahabharata that of all her five husbands, Arjuna was her favorite. So, Arjuna now speaks. O lotus-eyed lady, do not weep. What Krishna has said will come to pass. It cannot be otherwise. Standing by his sister's side, Drishtadyumna declared, I shall slay Dronacharya. Our brother Shikhandi will kill Bhishma, because that's the only one who could kill Bhishma. Bhishma cannot be killed by anyone but Shikhandi. He was born to take that revenge. Bhima will kill Duryodhan, and Arjuna will kill Karna. Karna, who offered you such an unbearable offense in the Sabha. Dear sister, with Ram and Krishna's assistance, even Indra cannot conquer us. What then can be said of Dhritarashtra's sons? To be continued. Everybody chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.